So today on Your County Then, we are hearing from a variety of people. In fact, we've got a very, very busy studio. Can we have a hello from everyone to prove it?
Hello!
There we go. So lots of people are involved in this year's Skipton Triathlon. It's run by the Craven Council, and there is one particular team that I am meeting today from Henshaws. Now, I've got two people here. Would you each like to introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about what Henshaws does?
Well, hello, I'm Nicholas Cordier, and I go to Henshaws Arts and Crafts Centre.
And I'm Samuel Garwood, and I also go to Henshaws Arts and Crafts Centre.
And if somebody had never heard of Henshaws Arts and Crafts Centre before, how would you describe what happens there and what it's all about?
Well, Henshaws the Society was set up by Thomas Henshaws, and it was set up for people with lots of different disabilities and stuff, and at the Arts and Crafts Centre, we have lots of different workshops that people come for the day or a couple of days to try out, like music, printmaking, jewellery, paper, horticulture, the cafe, all sorts of things, and it's great fun.
And I guess that's because you called it the Arts and Crafts Centre, and it is all sorts of different arts and crafts. I have been there before.
Yes,
and
Beth.
It is a stunning place. All sorts of pieces of art around and footpaths, and there's always something going on. How long have both of you been involved with Henshaws?
Well, I've been involved with Henshaws right from September 95. I was on campus and then I left and then joined Arts and Crafts right from the beginning, 1998, when it was opened, really.
Okay.
And as for me, I started in Henshaws. I was in a few houses on campus at Henshaws, and then I moved to the Arts and Crafts. So I've been here about 25 or so years.
And you are both taking part in a triathlon in April.
Yes,
we are.
Have you done triathlons before?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, okay. Tell me about your previous triathlons. Where did you do them and how did they go?
I've taken part in ones in Skipton and also the big world one in Leeds. I was tandeming in that, and the atmosphere is always great at a triathlon. You know, family, friends, whoever come and support and shout at us in the pool, keep going and stuff, and on the tandems, and it's really, really great atmosphere.
Yeah, well, I've done a few in Skipton, and I did one in Leeds last year. As Nick said, the crowds were just brilliant. They kept cheering us.
It does help, doesn't it? Having all those people there clapping you on.
It does, yeah. I had one man who I never knew from Adam shouting at me, "Good on you, lad. Keep going on the tandem down the way in Leeds." And the horns and things are just deafening sometimes.
They are, yeah.
It's good fun.
And so you will do it as a team. So I think we've heard that there are 10 people who are doing the triathlon this year. Shall we bring you two in? Would you like to come towards a microphone?
Hi, I'm Jess. I work in housing support and I'm the coordinator of the triathlon team.
And I'm Dave. I also work in housing support. I'm one of the managers of one of the houses and I help out and in general dog's body in the triathlon team.
So are you two actually taking part in the triathlon?
I'm taking part this year, and I did because I got involved last year for the first time, and both at Skipton and Leeds. So I did tandeming in Skipton and I did all three events in Leeds.
Wow.
And I'm doing all three events again in... we're slightly short of volunteers at the moment, so we could get a plug for volunteers would be useful. But I've managed to rope myself into doing all three again at Skipton this year.
And so how many people have you got joining in from Henshaws and how does it work? Because you're split into three teams.
So service users, we have three service users in each team and they do relays. And then we have one staff or volunteer to support each service user with their discipline.
And does it get competitive?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Very.
There's a lot of competition.
We have lots of trophies and celebrations.
Lots of sledging goes on before we start.
Yeah. Excellent, okay. And let's introduce our final person here into the studio.
Yeah, hello everybody. I'm Bruce Dinsmore. I work for Craven District Council. We organise and own the Skipton Triathlon. It's in its 13th year this year and it's going to be bigger and better than ever.
And how is it going to be bigger and better than ever? What differences are there and why do people keep coming back time and time again to come and do this?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question, Beth. Firstly, it's going to be probably sold out. So we've got over 800 entries already. We can take 950, which makes it the biggest pool-based triathlon in the whole of Great Britain.
Wow, which is, what a title.
It's amazing for Skipton, you know, small market town to have this. But actually what's really important is it's a fantastic venue. We've got a brilliant swimming pool, a fantastic park, and Skipton's such a beautiful town. But also it's the first triathlon of the season, so we have lots of first-timers, lots of novice racers coming in. We have very high percentage of women, but we also have the serious racers coming along, trying to get good times, the start of the season, and get a nice start to the year.
So it's quite a nice balance then of people who want to give a triathlon a go for the first time and people who are serious, hardcore triathloners, if that's an official word. People can still enter, though, can't they? Whichever category of those people they fall into, when do closing dates happen and how can they find out more and sign up?
So entries are still open. We will close entries on the Sunday, I think the 8th of April. But if we do sell out, then we'll sell out. We have a web page on Craven District Council's website, and you can enter through British Triathlon, who are the national governing body for the sport. It's very easy to enter, and it is also one of the cheapest triathlons in the country. And we think that's why it's so popular. It's really good value for money.
Okay. Well, a huge good luck to everybody taking part, in particular our Henshaw's team.
Thank you. Just before we go,
do you want to? You were also raising some money to help the Henshaw centres. Is it just the Arts and Crafts Centre, or is it because you've got a couple of Henshaw sites as well, haven't you?
The main thing is the triathlon clubs are self-funded clubs, so whilst a lot of the guys attend the Arts and Crafts Centre, they're all from the housing support houses as well, but the actual triathlon club itself is self-funding, so we need sponsorship money to keep going as a club, otherwise we wouldn't just survive. So a lot of this is about, it's raising money so we can continue actually operating as a club, we can continue to fund people to go and do triathlons, and also to look into buying new equipment and stuff as well. So
where can people go if they'd like to support the cause and either just find out a bit more about what you are up to in this triathlon or if they'd like to donate?
We've got a Just Giving page. Just enter Just Giving, you put Henshaw's Tri Sports Club in, it'll be able to bring it up, or even Henshaw's and on the Just Giving page you'll be able to find out, and it's a Tri Sports team. And please donate anything that you would like.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for coming in. And a massive, massive good luck to the Henshaw's team and also everybody who's taking part in the triathlon on the 15th of April. Thank you.